Chapter 21. Time, date, record anomaly. Estimated 0640 hours, September 23, 2552, military calendar. Aboard captured Covenant flagship, Ascendant Justice, periphery of Epsilon Eridani system. Ascendant Justice emerged from the non-Euclidean, non-Einsteinian realms that humans had erroneously called slipspace. There was neither space nor anything to slip across in the alternate dimensions. The ship displaced a cloud of ice crystals that had for millennia been melted and refrozen into delicate web-like geometries. Ascendant Justice's running lights diffused through these particles and made a glimmering halo of hard-edged reflections. It reminded Cortana of the snow globe that Dr. Halsey had kept on her desk, the Matterhorn and a little Swiss climber scaling its 3-centimeter height, all swirling in the center of a microscopic blizzard. The frozen Oort cloud around her was significantly larger, but it was still a charming effect and a welcome sight from the abyss of slipspace. Cortana had fled the Epsilon Eridani system, but only to its edge, a short jump of a few billion kilometers from Reach and the Master Chief. The odds that the Covenant would find her were long, astronomical, in fact, even if they had ships on patrol. The Oort cloud's volume was too large to search in 100 years. Still, she powered down virtually every system on the ship, except the fusion generators, and her own power systems, of course. The ship drifted in the icy dark. She redlined the reactors, however, to recharge the slipspace capacitors and regenerate the plasma she had expended in her brief fight with the Covenant cruisers. If she was part of a larger fleet, her desperate tactics might be valuable, flashing all her plasma away on the near-gravity slipspace jump. But as one ship against a dozen, her effective combat lifetime using those tactics could be measured in microseconds. And now the Covenant knew that Ascendant Justice was not one of theirs. She hoped the Master Chief would elude them, find his Spartans, and somehow meet her at the rendezvous coordinates, all without getting blown up by enemy ground forces and the Covenant fleet. She paused and reset her emotion subroutines, the AI equivalent of a deep sigh. Cortana had to remain focused and think of something useful to do while she waited. The problem was that she'd been thinking at peak capacity for the last 5 days, and now she was thinking with a large portion of her mind occupied by the data absorbed from the Halo construct. She again toyed with the idea of dumping that data into Ascendant Justice's onboard memory. Now that the other AI had been erased, it should be safe. Yet one piece of technological data had already been leaked to the enemy, and that could have extreme repercussions in the war effort. If the Halo data got into Covenant hands, the war would be over. She decided she would make do with her available memory processing bandwidth. Cortana listened and looked to the center of the Epsilon Eridani system with Ascendant Justice's passive sensors. Faint Covenant communiques whispered past her, 8 hours old, because that's how long it took the signal to travel from Reach to here. Interesting. The present in-system chatter was undoubtedly focused on the intruders. 8 hours ago, however, it had been business as usual, whatever business that was. She eavesdropped on the data streams, translating, and tried to make sense of it all. Among the more coherent samples of their excited religious babble were uncovering the fragment of divinity and illuminating shard of the gods to exist the perfect moment that vanishes in the blink of an eye, but lasts forever, and collecting the stars left by the giants. A literal translation was not a problem. It was the meaning behind the words that eluded her. Without the proper cultural references, this was all gibberish. It had to mean something to someone, however. Perhaps she could use part of the dissected Covenant AI to help. It had spoken to her, so it was partially fluent with human idioms. She might be able to reverse engineer its translation software. Cortana isolated the AI code and began the retrieval and unpacking process. This would take time. She'd compress the code, and the reconstitution process would require a good deal of her reduced processing power. While she waited, she examined the Covenant reactors. They used a pinched magnetic field to heat the tritium plasma. It was surprisingly primitive. Without better hardware, though, there was little she could do to improve their effectiveness. Power. She needed more if she was going to head back in-system to rendezvous with the Master Chief. The Covenant weren't going to sit by and wait for them to hook up, bid a fond adieu, and then escape. Logically, there was only one way to do this. She was going to have to fight and kill them all. She could conserve her ship's power and fire the plasma weapons as they were designed. That, however, would only delay the inevitable. A dozen ships against one. Even Captain Keyes wouldn't have survived such a lopsided tactical situation. She deliberated how to solve this problem, spun off a multitasking routine that listed her resources, and filtered them in a creativity probability matrix, hoping to find an inspired match. The unpacking of the alien AI's routines finished. The code appeared to her as a vast cross-section of geological strata. Gray granite variables and blood-red sandstone visual processors and oily dark function films. But there were dozens of code layers she didn't even recognize. The translation algorithms, however, were in the top layers of this structure, glistening like a vein of gold-laced quartz. She tapped into the software. It had infinite loops and dead-end code lines, things that had to be errors. Yet, there were also slender crystalline translation vectors that she would never have thought of on her own. She copied those and slaved them to her dynamic lexicon. The distant Covenant transmissions poured through her mind, now somewhat more coherent. Inner temple layers penetrated, infidels present, and cleansing operation ongoing. Victory is assured, and the Great One's purity will burn the infidels. The holy light cannot be tainted. She picked up on the urgent undertone to these transmissions, as if the notorious Covenant confidence were not entirely genuine. Since these messages made reference to an infestation to be cleansed, and since these transmissions occurred many hours before the Ascendant Justice had entered the Epsilon Eridani system, the Master Chief had been correct in his conclusions. There were human survivors on Reach, likely Spartans. His correct analysis of the situation, based on the six-note signal, irritated Cortana. It annoyed her more that she had not concluded this as well. It made her realize how dangerously close to the edge of her intellectual capacity she operated. One of her alert routines triggered. An access hatch on the route from the bridge to the reactor room. One that she had specifically directed Sergeant Johnson not to weld shut. Just opened. "The trap is loaded," she whispered. Cortana scanned the region with the ship's internal sensors. There was nothing. Unless that nothing was actually a group of camouflaged elites. Perhaps the guardian of the luminous key mentioned in the Covenant's greeting communique. She tripped the emergency hull breach shut on four bulkhead doors, two on each side of this opened hatch. "Trap is sprung," she remarked. Cortana vented the atmosphere in the sealed section. She hoped that they had left the vent system open behind them, dooming any others left behind to a similar asphyxiation. Her sensors picked up a plasma grenade detonation on the inner port set of doors she had sealed and locked. The discharge scrambled those circuits and disabled the locks. She noted that the doors were being slowly opened, but not enough to reach the second set of sealed doors ahead. The opening of those doors halted. "Gotcha," she whispered. She'd keep that section of Ascendant Justice sealed until Sergeant Johnson could confirm the kills. She wouldn't let her guard down either. There had to be additional alien saboteurs aboard her ship, and if she found them, she'd deal with them in the same efficient fashion. This minor distraction resolved, Cortana returned her attention to the Covenant AI's code. Small portions of the alien software looked like her. The odds of such a parallel evolution in computer science seemed improbable. It was almost as if it were her code, only copied many times, each time with subtle errors introduced by the replication process. Could the Covenant have captured a human-made AI, copied it, and then used the result in their ships? If so, why had there been the need to replicate the code so many times, and with so many errors? This theory didn't track, however. Smart AIs like her had an operational lifespan of approximately 7 years. After that, the processing memory became too interconnected and developed fatal endless feedback loops. In essence, smart AIs became too smart and suffered an exponential attenuation of function. They literally thought themselves to death. So if the Covenant were using human-created AIs, all the copies would be dead within 7 years. There was no reason to recopy the copies. It wouldn't extend their lifespan because all the memory processor interconnections had to be copied as well. Cortana paused to consider how much of her lifespan had been compromised by absorbing and analyzing the data from Halo. Her experiences within the Forerunner computer system had certainly pushed her intellect far past its designed limits. Had she burned away half her life doing so? More? She stored that thought for later consideration. If she didn't find a way to get the Master Chief and get back to Earth, her operational lifespan would be even shorter. She was, however, curious about one thing. She ran a trace on the origin of the copied pathways of the alien AI and found its replication routine. This copying code was extremely convoluted. In fact, it took up more than two-thirds of the Covenant AI's processor memory space. It was dark with functions that ran deep to the core. It spread dendritic fingers through the system like a cancer that had metastasized through the AI's entire body. She did not understand any of it. But she didn't have to understand the code to use it. Was it worth the risk of using? Perhaps. If she could mitigate the risk, she'd copy a portion of herself onto an isolated system in Ascendant Justice. She could always erase the subsystem if anything went wrong. The potential rewards of this operation were great. She might be able to restore herself to full operational capacity, even carrying the Halo data. Cortana double and triple checked the system she would overwrite, the Covenant software that managed the life support on the lower decks. Since the lower decks were now evacuated and cold, life support was moot. She carefully severed the connections from that subsystem to the rest of the ship. She also rechecked her thinking. This copying software was likely responsible for the Covenant AI's fractured thinking. Her thinking, however, was being squeezed to nothing. There had to be a balance between these two deleterious states. Cortana initialized the Covenant file duplication software. It moved, and the entire thing pulsed and reached for her. She immediately shut down all contact with her translation suite. The dark functions touched her code, wrapped around them, pushed against the barriers she had erected. It happened too fast, but she didn't stop the process. It was far too interesting to stop. She distantly felt that portion of her mind blur and replicate, assembled line by line into its new location within Ascendant Justice. It felt strange. Not that it was strange she could think in more than one place about more than one thing at the same time. She was used to multiprocessing. This was a different strange, as if she had a glimpse into something wonderful and infinite. The replication ceased, and the copying code was once again inert and safely stored with the dissected Covenant AI's directory. Cortana ran her entire system. Nothing else had been altered. She checked the new copied system. It was intact, and apart from a few slight errors in the software, which she immediately mended, it appeared functional. She initiated the new system and slaved it with her original system, running them in parallel. One tapping the ONI's English Covenant lexicon, the other tapping the alien AI's Covenant English lexicon. If the alien copying software could duplicate her translation routine, could it duplicate more of her? No, she squelched that thought. The risk of copying any more hers was too great. There were too many unknowns. And this was, after all, the enemy's code. There could be booby traps, waiting to be tripped within the complex algorithms. Besides, copying herself would do nothing to prevent her mental degradation. Those interconnection errors were already present, and they always would be, despite the number of copies generated. She remembered the strange, fractured speech patterns of the Covenant AI and wondered how many times it had been copied. Her thoughts were interrupted as the Covenant transmissions became clear. It was suddenly as if she had a new set of eyes and ears to hear them. Excavation proceeding. New sublayer discovered at 600-meter depth. and patrol unable to find the infidels, returning to base, and minor artifacts discovered, rejoice. And there was one thing she had missed in her previous analysis of the Covenant communiques, a second signal on the carrier wave. They used the same symbol she had used to find the Halo construct, the symbols that the Master Chief had discovered on the alien artifact on Côte d'Azur. She hadn't seen the simple dots, bars, squares, and triangles before, because the Covenant, naturally, had embellished the clean symbols with their highly decorated calligraphied scripts, and further, with their overwrought religious allusions. Cortana, with her new subsystem and her new translation lexicon, could, as Dr. Halsey might say, cut through the crap. These sub-communiques were orders. They originated from new ships entering the Epsilon Eridani system and were, in turn, accepted and acknowledged by those outbound. It was an automated mail system that could carry messages from the center of the Covenant Empire to the outer reaches of the galaxy. The Covenant were either too arrogant or too ignorant to properly encrypt these orders. Still, Cortana realized that the UNSC had not until just now discovered their deceptively simple system. So, who was more ignorant? There were deployment orders for hundreds of ships, carriers, destroyers, tenders, a massive fleet. They were to meet at select locations, join up, refuel, gather resources, and then orient for the next slipspace jump. Cortana knew how to translate these simple symbols into stellar coordinates. There, a jump to the Lambus Serpentis system to gather tritium gas for their reactors. And there, another jump to the Hawking system to meet with 36 carriers and effect a transfer of Seraph fighters. And there, Cortana halted all her processes. She directed her full intellect to check and recheck her translation matrix 100 times. There was no error. The terminating coordinates for the Covenant's impending operation was Sol. The Covenant were headed to Earth.